Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories. Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of Tulsa police officers. In this episode, we hear from an officer who is having a very odd day. More information about TPD will follow at the end of this podcast. But now, let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for Street Stories. Street Stories.
This is Officer J.K. Rito Mazzarella of the Tulsa Police Department. Sometimes, days just have coincidences, or a theme to them. It's as if you can almost give such days a name, like the day of waiting for people to call me back, the day of losing my keys 3 times, or the day of noticing there are a lot of green Cadillacs on the road. Today was one of those days. In fact, so much so that there were actually 3 sets of coincidences. So if I had to give today a name, it would probably be known as the Day of Stolen Cars, the Weird Dude from Arizona, and that same apartment complex. I'll explain. Within the first 5 minutes of the shift, another officer comes on the radio, reporting that he's behind a stolen car. I'm only about 3 blocks away, and I merrily join the felony car stop jamboree. So after handcuffing the people in the car and sorting out the circumstances, I get another call about another stolen car. But while on my way to that call, I'm driving down the street. A woman falls off the back of a motorcycle right down the street in front of me. The motorcycle driver takes off. Then out of nowhere, some guy gets up off the sidewalk, picks the woman up, throws her over his shoulder, and walks down the street carrying her like a caveman. I didn't mean to interrupt their prehistoric courtship, but I pulled up on the sidewalk, lights and siren blaring anyway. The guy who picked up the woman looked familiar. And oddly enough, I've never seen this guy before in my life, but yesterday, I go to 2 calls, and there he was. And now here he is again. So that's 3 times in 2 days. And to me, this guy will forever be known as the Weird Dude from Arizona. That's his official name as far as I'm concerned. And while I can't get a date from a calendar, weird dude over here, he's got women falling over him, literally, on the street. So after we clear up that mess, I meet up with the owner of the stolen car. And oddly enough, the person who stole the car was kind enough to call and leave a voicemail about where he left the stolen vehicle. No kidding. The person who stole the car calls, leaves a message and says, "Hey, parked your car over here such and such straight." And normally guys and directions don't mix. But this guy steals a car and gives nearly perfect directions as to where he leaves it. And it's in the middle of nowhere, no less. So after that, I get 3 calls, one after another. And they're all at the same apartment complex. But different apartments, different people, different reasons. I've never been called to this place before. But tonight, I'm called there 3 times in a row. First call was about a burglary. The second a suicide. And the third was about a domestic dispute. And each of these calls had their own unique, wonderful, and totally bizarre circumstances. But for the sake of brevity, let me summarize. So the first call, oddly enough, the lady says she didn't hear or see anything. But she says that her cat actually saw the person trying to break in the door, and we should talk to the cat. Well, the cat's holding out on us because we still don't have a good suspect description. Either that, or this is an inside job, and a cat's in on it. So the second call, oddly enough, there wasn't anything odd about this suicide call. And there's always something odd about a suicide call. Always. The third call, oddly enough, after sorting out this domestic dispute, I find a bag of methamphetamine. That's no big deal in itself. However, the meth was next to a pamphlet about greater Christian living. And somehow I don't recall the 11th commandment as being, "Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's meth." And I don't think it was smoketh not thy meth of crystal either. So after these three calls, my last call of the night, yeah, oddly enough, was about another stolen vehicle. And of course, this time, the car that was stolen had a dozen rifles in the trunk. Don't leave your guns in the car. Crooks can steal them, and then we got an even bigger problem. So is it just me, or are there really days that deserve a name or a title? And if so, this day certainly deserved not one, but three titles. Either that, or I've just admitted to some pretty weird stuff. I'll probably see a whole lot more questions on my next psych evaluation. 57,
westbound reset.
In the Street Stories podcast, real police officers tell real stories about their work. If you want to know more about the workday of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police Department weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. You can also subscribe to this podcast at tulsapolice.org/tpdpodcast.xml. The Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Department Special Projects. Today's story was written by Officer J. Kirito Mazzarella. Special thanks to Officer Will Dalsing and Captain Travis Yates. Production assistance is graciously provided by Audio Spa Productions on the web at audiospa.net. Thank you for listening to the TPD Street Stories Podcast. And remember that yellow means wait, even if you're late.